Senate Bill 376 would require on-site employees at certain work construction projects to complete an Occupational Safety and Health Administration-approved 10-hour construction safety program. Similar measures have been struck down in the past due to fears the program would decrease worker productivity. Delegate John Pino argued against this notion.
I submit to you all that a safe worker is a productive worker. Is that simple with me?
While Delegate Randy Smith agreed that safety programs are needed, he took umbrage with this particular one.
I have problems with a safety program being offered on the internet for $29.95. I think it really shows the cheapness of safety. I would have rather this bill, create a meat and potatoes safety program, something that where it's hands-on or whatever.
Delegate David Walker, a former construction worker, took offense to Smith's assertion.
If you don't think this bill ain't got no meat and potatoes in it, it's because you ain't never worked construction. And I take offense to it. That's what this is designed for, is to alert people, to get them to think about safety. I would have gladly traded $29.95 when that rat hole digger had me by the ankle.
Before the vote, one of the sponsors of a similar bill introduced in the House, Delegate Phil Disarrow, gave an impassioned speech about why this measure needed to be taken.
I had the opportunity one morning to wake a couple up and tell them that their son was never coming home again. And that couple happened to be my parents. So, to quote the words from a song I listened to this morning, God forbid you never wake to hear the news, knowing today you had a chance to choose. Please vote green on the bill. Thank you.
Senate Bill 376 requiring OSHA safety programs for certain construction workers passed the House by a vote of 91-4. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Aaron Payne in Charleston.